The next component in the RLM emphasizes ethical and moral leadership. This leadership is driven by values and standards. It is leadership that is good or moral in nature. I cannot emphasize enough that ideally, leadership is ethical. Most people expect leaders to do the right thing. Let's take a look at a Gallup poll. This is a real-life example from the corporate world. In a 1988 Gallup poll of 1,200 workers and managers, 89% of the respondents believed it was important for leaders to be upright, honest, and ethical in their dealings. Unfortunately, only 41% of those surveyed believed that their supervisor exhibited these qualities. Sadly, as the example illustrates, we're much less ethical than we think we are. Others tend to disappoint us when we hope or expect for them to be ethical. Why? Well, sadly, many leaders find themselves derailed by peer pressure, succumbing to the desires of their friends or negative influence in their lives. It's also common that doing the right thing, the ethical thing, is unpopular. Sometimes it means holding someone accountable or having a difficult conversation. That tends to lose more swing votes than it gains, but it also ignites respect among followers who expect ethical decisions to come from their leadership. How would you rate yourself on your ability to be ethical?